Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So parada se peridiste. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3 in your Bibles. You do have a Bible with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Now if you, you know, accidentally picked up the Quran on the way, there's a trash thing in the by the door there. I don't say that. I don't say that disrespectfully. I'm saying the word. That's a book of deception. It's a book based on demonic and satanic lies. And there's no sense beating around the bush about it, pussyfooting about it. Amen? There's only one inspired word of God. Amen? There's only one God, and God only has one book. Amen? The bestseller. The bestseller. Still the best-selling book in publishing history. Amen? There's a reason for it. It's alive. It promotes itself. It sells itself. Amen? It's living. It's active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. As we look at it today, it's the power of God. As you lay your eyes on it, it's the power of God entering into your spirit through your eyes. Amen? As you hear it, it's the power of God entering in through your ears. Faith comes by hearing, the Bible says, or by observation is the word. Proverbs chapter 4, 20 through 22. You're in Proverbs chapter 3. You don't have to go there, but you can look at it if you want. You have a little peek over there. It's just next door. It says that we are to keep the word of God going in our ears and going in our eyes, because faith enters in through the eye gate and faith enters in through the ear gate. Amen? Faith comes by observing the word of God. Amen? We've been going through a series on Proverbs chapter 3 some weeks ago. The Holy Spirit put it on my heart. I was going in one direction and the Holy Spirit said, hey, ho, ho, hey, over here, boy. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 3. Amen? You okay with that? Hallelujah. And I said, yes, sir, yes, sir. Just doing my best to obey you. Hallelujah. Put it on my heart. We're going all the way through Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. At least 8 lessons to come out of here. What is this number anyway? What lesson number is this? Number 6 today? I think we got at least 2 more left. After this, you know, Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs for the most part. There's 31 chapters. He didn't write chapter 30 and 31, and nobody really does know who wrote chapter 30 and 31 of the book of Proverbs. Solomon wrote Proverbs chapter 1 through chapter 29. He compiled the first 25 chapters himself, and then King Hezekiah came along after him and compiled the remaining 4 chapters, which hitched them or hooked them on the end of the first 25. Did I get that right? The last 4 chapters he hooked on to the first 25 that Solomon actually wrote and published himself. Amen? And the book of Proverbs contains 560 Proverbs. Solomon gave over 3,000 Proverbs. It says in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32. If you want to look at that later, you'll have to check the reference. I believe it's 1 Kings 4, 32. It says that Solomon wrote 3,000 Proverbs and 1,005 songs. He was also a songwriter and a song publisher. Amen? Solomon. Amen? He wrote Proverbs and he wrote music. And we only have 560 of his Proverbs. Of the 3,000 that he wrote. Where are the others? I don't know. They might turn up somewhere, though, like the Dead Sea Scrolls did. Amen? If God wants them to have them, wants us to have them in his time, they'll be revealed. Amen? They could still be right here in the earth somewhere. Amen? But the book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote, as practical, moral, and spiritual truths for people of Jehovah. The book of Proverbs, Solomon intended them to be practical, moral, and spiritual truths for people who love Jehovah. And we do love Jehovah, don't we? And we do love His Word. And we do love the things that are coming out. And there's so much more in this Proverbs chapter 3 than we're going to get to in an 8-lesson series. Amen? But we're doing our best, and I'm giving you the ones that the Holy Spirit puts on my heart. And today we're going to talk about wisdom. Amen? We're going to talk about the value of wisdom. Can anybody remember anything we talked about in this session? Some of the other titles? Favor. How to find supernatural favor with God. Guidance. You need a guide. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have one in the Holy Spirit. How to believe God for supernatural healing. Amen. Can anybody think of anything else? Fear not. Amen. Hallelujah. Solomon said, don't give place to sudden fear. Amen. Even when it slams into your heart and hits you like a bus, open your mouth and say, I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. Amen. Anybody, can anybody else think of, oh, yeah, everybody's reading. Can anybody think of what else we covered in this session? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long life, we covered that, amen. Length, we're going to talk about that a little bit again here today as we talk about the value of wisdom. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, anybody else who wanted to help, but you're just too busy. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm teasing you. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to begin. Say, I love you, Pastor. I love you, Pastor. Pastor, sometimes I love you. In spite of yourself. Maurice was ahead of me on that one. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Verse 13 of Proverbs chapter 3. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Amen. That findeth wisdom. That must be where Pastor Happy Caldwell got his name out there in Little Rock. Amen. Because he's sure found wisdom. Amen. And the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it, wisdom, is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, wisdom is. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto wisdom. Amen. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches. Great wealth is what it says. And honor. Amen. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. And yes, that is the word shalom. Amen. Nothing broken, nothing missing in every realm of your existence. Amen. All her paths are peace. Shalom. Everyone say, shalom. It means nothing broken, nothing missing in every realm of your existence. That's God's perfect will for your life. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold of wisdom. And happy is every one that retaineth her. Some people would rather retain an attorney. I'd rather retain wisdom. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes, God's word. Amen. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. It'll even make you look prettier. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Amen. We live in a world that's a minefield. Amen. It's a potential death trap for anybody who's not walking in the wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit. You can die in this world easy. Amen. If you're not walking in covenant with God. Amen. It's not enough, I said earlier in the service, before we even put the recorder on. It's not enough to be saved. God does not promise to bless us because we get saved. I know people who have been saved longer than I've been alive, and there's no indication of the blessing of God on their life. They're under a constant curse of sickness, disease, poverty, separation, confusion, frustration, and failure because they don't grow in God's Word. They're playing religious games, but they're not growing in God's Word. Amen? Jesus said, come unto me, all who are heavy laden and burdened. Did you know what he was talking about? Though, that's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 23 and 24, I believe. He was talking about people who were burdened with religion. He was talking back then to the people he was speaking to in his day, to people who were burdened by trying to obey the law. Hallelujah. I have good news for you, John. You can stop trying to live by the law. And live by grace. Amen. The blood is sufficient to make you right with God. Jesus said, come unto me, those who are heavy laden by law in religious ritual. That's religion's a backbreaker. Amen. I will give you rest, he said.
He said, my burden is light. That word is actually obligation. My obligation is light. My obligation, you know what the number one obligation is for walking with God in this earth? Walking with Jesus, walking in love. Didn't James say in James 2:7 that if you succeed in the royal law of love, you succeed in fulfilling the law? We walk in love, we won't violate the law. We'll obey the law. In every situation, we need to ask ourselves, and I'm preaching to myself this morning too. We have to ask ourselves in life, every situation we encounter, what would love think? What would love say? And what would love do? And I'm not talking mamby-pamby love. Sometimes love will correct people when they come against you, but you got to do it in the spirit of love. Amen? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. He said burden. I should have said yoke, and that was my obligation. If you walk in love, even when those times come when you'd prefer anything else to it, sometimes, as I often say, we have to squint our eyes, clench our teeth, and clench our fists, and make a decision to walk in love even when we don't want to. Jesus said, you be fulfilling the law, and you be right with God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just practical wisdom. That's just good pastoral counsel. Amen? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My obligation is easy. Amen? Hallelujah. Walk in love, even when we don't want to. Hallelujah. We do it. Amen? Don't we? I'm doing it right now. While I'm up here today, I'm multitasking. I'm preaching the gospel and I'm walking in love toward about a half a dozen people I don't want to walk in love towards. Well, I really do, because when I look on the inside, Romans 5:5, the love of God shed abroad in my heart, but my flesh isn't liking it too much right now. Amen? But I'm going with my heart, because my heart, my spirit will never lead me astray. And God promises to bless me if I follow my heart, not my flesh and not my soul. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No sense denying that some people make your flesh crawl. And the devil uses them to do just that to you, to get you out of faith, to get you out of love, because he knows that faith works by love. Faith comes how? Faith works by what? And faith is released through the mouth. That's the three-pointer you can preach sometime. Ask God to open a door for you to preach that message. Amen? Faith comes by hearing. Faith works by love. And faith is released through the mouth. Amen? Hallelujah. Happy is the man or woman who finds wisdom and gets understanding. Wisdom and understanding, right here in Proverbs 3, are better than silver, gold, and rubies, and all that can be desired upon this earth, Solomon said. Amen? You can do a lot of things in life and be, quote, successful, end quote. Amen? In many ways, without God's wisdom. But until we get a hold of God's wisdom, we'll never know success the way that God has success in mind for us. Go in your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, please. Amen? We need to find out why we were birthed into this earth. We need to find out God's plan for our lives, because that's the only thing we're going to answer to when we stand before the beam of judgment seat of Christ. Amen? And it's going to take some wisdom. Amen? Some acquiring wisdom on your part to find out what God's plan is for your life. Maybe you already know it, maybe you don't. I want you to know, as you're going over to Proverbs chapter 3, that God has two plans for everybody's life. I said Proverbs 3, I meant 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I could tell by Barbara's face. I just blew it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. St. Barbara the Corrector, I just look at her face and I know. Stop and think about what you just said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barbara Pichel I'm talking about, not Barbara Hamill. Amen? Barbara Pichel does that to me in service. Barbara Hamill does that to me at home. Amen? Hallelujah. God has, as you're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, amen, God has two plans for your life. He has a general plan for your life, and he has a specific plan for your life. His general plan is revealed in the Bible. You hearing what I'm saying here? Are you paying attention, Barbara? Because there'll be a pop quiz when we get home. It might even come in the car. Amen? He has a general plan for your life, and he has a specific plan. His general plan for your life is revealed in the Word of God. He plans for you to be saved, for your family to be saved, for you to be healthy, for you to be prosperous,
for you to not be lacking, for you to not live in confusion, frustration, or failure. That's His general plan for the whole family. That's the family plan. Amen? That's His family plan. But then He has a specific plan, a more specific plan for each of us as individuals. And that specific plan for each of us as individuals isn't revealed in the Word. It's revealed to you directly through your Spirit. Amen? 1 John 2:20, as well as verse 27. 1 John 2:20 and 27, both of them together say, you have an unction with the Holy Spirit of God who abides within, and you don't need anybody to tell you God's specific will for your life. He tells it to you directly. Amen? So, sometime we'll come back and we'll teach more specifically on God's general plan, how to discern His general plan and His specific plan for your life. I'm just going to let it suffice today to say He has a general plan which is revealed in His Word, and He has a specific plan which isn't revealed in His Word. You have to seek His specific plan for your life. And His general plan and specific plan for your life as individuals, for our lives as individuals, that's what we're going to be judged on. Not our own plans, not how successful we were after the flesh. A lot of people do a lot of good things in the earth, but it wasn't God's specific plan for their lives. You hear what I'm saying? A lot of people do a lot of good things in the earth, but it wasn't God's. They're successful in many ways, and they've done many, many good things. But they didn't bother finding out God's specific plan for their lives. So the things that they did, although they're good, they'll be stripped away at the Bema judgment seat of Christ. And they'll be judged and rewarded based only upon what little of God's specific plan in their lives they accomplished. You get that? That's true. Amen? God never intends for any of His children to go running out the door, the screen door slamming behind them, run out into the world and do their own thing. Amen? He wants us all to stop and say, Father, what is it You would have me do with my life? That's what David did. Show me, Father, Psalm 119, what it is You have for me, and I will do it with my whole heart. Some people go halfway with the plan of God for their lives. Amen? And the other half, even though they might be successful in some ways, that's all going to be stripped away at the Bema judgment seat of Christ. We're only going to have rewards given based upon God's specific plan. Now, don't get in a fear sitting there hearing this and thinking, my Lord, I never did that before. I just thought I was doing fine, doing good, and being a good Christian. Well, you are. You are. If you didn't know until today that God has a general plan and a specific plan, you weren't accountable for it up until now. But you do know it now, and you are accountable. Amen? So if you haven't discerned, ascertained, however you want to say it, is that right? God's specific plan for your life, it's not too late. You still can do it. Amen? You can still acquire wisdom through meditating on God's Word, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, just reading the Bible and praying in tongues will do more for you to hear the voice of God than anything else you can do on this earth. And maybe give up a meal occasionally. God will talk to you. People have a problem with me when I say God talks to me. And I just tell them, I wouldn't serve a God who didn't talk to me. Amen? What would be the sense? God will talk to you. Amen? God will talk to you. We need to find out. I'm just following the leading of the Holy Spirit today. Amen? I didn't memorize any of this. It's coming out of my spirit. And God intends for it to go into your spirit. He has a general plan. He has a specific plan. You know the difference now. If you didn't know before, maybe you did. I don't know. Amen? And you're going to be judged on His specific plan and His general plan, how accurately you perform the will of God while you are in this earth. God has not predetermined our eternity. We predetermine our eternity. We're deciding right now, during what I call our probationary period here on planet earth, we are determining how close we're going to walk with Jesus in eternity. God has not already previously determine that. Amen? We determine it. The degree to which we walk with Jesus now
is determining the degree to which we will walk with Jesus then. Amen? Just like God hasn't predetermined the hour of your death. He knows when it's going to be. But He didn't predetermine it. He happens to know it because He knows everything. But he didn't predetermine the hour of your death. Otherwise, it would be wrong for Him to say right here in Proverbs 3:16, Proverbs 4:11, Proverbs 9:10, and Psalm 91:16, that by meditating on the Word of God, you can add years to your life. If He has a predetermined day for each one of us to die, what in the world is He doing contradicting Himself, telling us, meditate on my Word, and you can add years to your life? Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here. Hallelujah. It's always good to be here. Amen? Look right here, talking about being judged by God's plan for your life. We need to pursue God's plan while we're here. Amen? Anything else is going to be stripped away. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This is good. This is a good word for 2008. We want to get God's plan down this year. Amen? Because this is the year of the fullness of the blessing. We want to make sure that we're walking in His general will and in His specific will. Amen? And we can do that. Amen? This is not a condemning word or a word of hopelessness. It's a hopeful word. Amen? Amen? It's never too late. Ask Lazarus. 1 Corinthians 3:13, every man's work shall be made manifest, verse 13, for the day, that's the day of the Lord. See, that's the judgment day. The day of the Lord shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Whether it's God's will or your will that you pursued. If any man's work abide, which he hath built upon, he shall receive a reward. Is a reference to the beam of judgment seat of Christ. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. See, your own deal is going to burn up in that fire. But he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. You'll be saved, but you won't get the reward you could have had you pursued God's perfect plan for your life and not your own. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So you can see from the Scripture, our own plan for our lives is going to burn up if we pursue that. It's only God's specific plan. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it's only God's specific plan and will and purposes and pursuits for our life that is going to make it through the trial of fire. Amen? And you'll be rewarded based upon whatever remains when you go through the trial, what Paul called the trial of fire. Amen? At the beam of judgment seat of Christ. Let me just show you right here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Don't let me show you anything. Let the Holy Spirit show you. I don't know anything. The Holy Spirit knows everything. Amen? I'm up here because I was the least likely for the job. Let's make that clear. Amen? God said, I'll use Hamill. Let's use Hamill. That way everybody will know it's me. Amen? I'm foolish, I'm weak, I'm base and despised. I hear myself sometimes saying, let me tell you something on a recording, and I cringe. I cringe because I know how that sounds, and that's not how I mean it. I can't tell you anything, but the Holy Spirit can tell you everything. And He can even do it through me. Amen? Pastor Balaam's ass. 2 Corinthians 5:9. We're talking about standing before the judgment seat of Christ and our own plans burning up and God's plans surviving the fire and being rewarded. Amen? Wherefore we labor while we're on this earth during our probationary period, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Amen? We don't want to wait to get to heaven to be accepted of the Lord. Even though we're absent from Him right now in body, we want to be accepted by Him. Paul's talking about pursuing God's plan for your life, not your own. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see that? We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Actually, it says we must all appear before the bema of Christ. Those words, judgment and seat, are placed in there by the translators, but what it actually says, we must all appear before the bema of Christ. It's a judgment of rewards that Jesus Christ will sit upon. Amen? That everyone may receive the things done in his body while on the earth, during the probationary period, according to that he hath done, whether it be good, meaning God's plan, or bad, meaning our plan. Amen? It's good to follow God. It's bad to follow our flesh. It's good to let the Holy Spirit tell you God's plan for your life. It's bad to let Mama tell you her plan for your life, or hubby tell you. Amen? It's bad, 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 Barbara, for you to try to tell me what to do. And it's bad for me to try to tell you, and that's why I don't do it. Amen? But we do check in with one another. Amen? We do make navigational corrections along the way with one another. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm the captain of this marriage. This is my first mate. Amen? Amen? And I'm open to her counsel. Amen? She has as much authority and wisdom in God as I do. There's neither Jew or Gentile, bond or slave, free. It's easy for me to say, male or female. We're all one in Christ. Amen? God talks through my wife as clearly as He talks through me. Amen? And sometimes I wish it weren't so. No, I'm always glad for it. Amen? Hallelujah. We're all open to correction. Amen? Aren't we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must invest our lives into pursuing God's plans, God's purposes, and God's pursuits for us. Amen. Did I get that out? You can do a lot of good things in life, but if it wasn't God's will for you, it's not going to turn out good for you at the JSC, the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we need to be labored. We need to labor to be accepted by Him in this earth, Paul is saying, by finding out His perfect plan. Amen? And the way you do that, it's so simple. Even I can do it. You read your Bible and you pray in tongues. Next thing you know, you're feeling pulled into a certain area. You find yourself gravitating into things God wants you involved in. It's that simple. You spend some time. Here I go, I'll illustrate it for you again. Here I am at home. Or we're out in the car together, well, both of us, right out loud. Bruto. I praise you. Next thing I know, I feel the Holy Spirit pulling me into a certain area, telling me, well, that's how I ended up realizing that I was called to ministry. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, started praying in other tongues, and I began to, on the inside of me, it began to rise up on the inside of me. I'm supposed to be preaching the gospel. Me. I could hardly believe it, because I couldn't keep eye contact talking one on one. And I talk basil all the time. Who wanted to hear that? Who in the world wanted to hear that? And I didn't know anything. But you can't base it on that. I was being pulled. As the more I prayed in the Spirit, the more I knew in my newer that God was going to have to work some sort of a miracle because He was calling me to preach the gospel. And look at me now. My mind is a miracle. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you for that vote of encouragement, whoever it came from. Where are my glasses? It's simple. I'm just trying to emphasize the simplicity of how easy it is to discover God's plan for your life. Amen? You know, over there in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, Paul was talking about praying in tongues. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're always praying according to the perfect will of God in our lives. You remember that. We don't have to go over there. You know it's over there. Paul said, when the Holy Ghost is praying through you to the Romans, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28, was that my stomach or yours, Maurice? You can't tell between the two of us. Somewhere in between. Hallelujah. That would be Joshua, because he's right between us. Amen. Paul said over there in Romans 26 through 28, He said, whenever you're praying in tongues, you're always praying out the plans and purposes of God, the perfect will of God. He told the Corinthians, you're praying out mysteries in 1 Corinthians 14:2, mysteries to us, but not mysteries to God. He told the Romans in Romans 8, 26 through 28, when you're praying in tongues, you're always praying according to God's perfect plan and perfect will for your life. Did you get that now? I'm saying this on purpose. Amen? Praying in tongues is always praying according to God's perfect will. And then he moved on to verse 29 and he said, and, is it verse 29, Barbara? Yes, it is. And, now everybody knows that and is a conjunction. It's a connecting word that says the subject isn't being changed. He said, after three verses of talking about praying in other tongues, he said, and we know that all things work together for good for those who are called of God and according to His purpose. People take verse 29, lift it out of context, and use it to preach funerals when it's not a funeral verse. Someone dies tragically, and a minister will stand up and say, and we know that all things work according to His perfect plan and purpose. We don't know why God took her life so young and so early. We must just trust His wisdom. That's out of context. He's talking about praying in tongues. He said, he's saying in essence, you know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:18, he said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than you all. That's how this revelation came through him. Because he prayed in tongues more than anybody. That's a lot of tongue talking. I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than you all, he said. We pray in tongues a lot. We're tongue talkers. And we're not ashamed of it. Amen? Paul said when you pray in other tongues, you're always praying according to his plan and purpose for your life. And then, in the next verse he said, and only then will things work together for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Do you know what that's saying, in essence? People who don't pray in tongues, some on a daily basis, run the risk of completely missing God's plan for their life. Did you get that? Because he said, pray in tongues, that's always praying according to God's plan and purpose, and then and only then will all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Can you see that? It's a very good point. Hallelujah. Paul made it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just stumbled across it one day. Amen. Everybody say and. Is a conjunction. And it means. He wasn't changing the subject. He's still talking about tongues. When he said. And. Then. All things will work together for good. We'll never know God's perfect plan if we don't spend some time praying in tongues every day. Barbara and I try every day to devote time to nothing but praying in tongues. But then at any time, either one of us or together could just burst into tongues. We're not ashamed to pray in tongues in front of one another. Bro seke peru ta seke peredo shikim barado shikim peredeshte. Bramo nukye sendiki bregishtu ko barodesete. It's stirring up your spirit. It's sensitizing your spirit to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And if you'll do that, combined with reading some scripture every day, because it's a living word, you'll find yourself just gravitated into the things that He wants you to do, the things you're going to spend eternity based upon how effectively you did it while you were on the earth. Now, there's general things we all know that we need to do. Amen? We all need to share the gospel. Amen. We're all ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:18. We all need to pay tithes and offerings. We all need to walk in love. We all need to have a prayer life. Amen. But specifically, we're not going to know the specifics unless we take some time and pray in tongues. Amen. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. It's His plan. It's His plan that's going to bring rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. It's our plan that's going to cause rewards that we could have had to be taken away. You're getting something out of this, aren't you? I can tell. Amen? So there's much to be said about wisdom. How much wisdom you get concerning God's specific plan for your life right here is determining the degree right now that you're going to walk with Him through eternity, how close you're going to live to Jesus. That's what Jesus was talking about in the parable of the pounds in Luke 19 when He said, "Occupy till I come." Remember, He gave each of those dudes a couple of pounds. Some of them invested into the right things, and one guy made no investment at all. Amen? And then the guys who made proper investment while they were here. That's the parable of the pounds. Everyone should read that before you go to sleep tonight. It's Luke chapter 19. It's called the parable of the pounds, but it's the parable of Jesus' second coming. And in it, He's revealing He's coming to judge us based upon whether we lived according to His plan or our own while we were here. So it's just further evidence of what I'm talking about here today. Put that in Luke chapter 19 and make the commitment that you'll go read the parable of the pounds with the second coming in mind before you go to sleep tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. And if you don't, that's all right. My prayer is that God will wake you up in the middle of the night and tell you, go read that. Amen? Some of the things that wisdom will result in this life. Amen? Let's move to this life. We've talked about the next life. Amen? I think I got that through to you, though. Amen? We are going to be judged based upon how effectively we fulfilled God's plan while we were in this earth, not our plan. Amen? No matter how successful you may be in life, no matter what kind of good things you've done, if it wasn't God's plan, all that stuff's going to be taken away. Amen? Hallelujah. It's not going to pass through the fire. So I just want to encourage you. Pray in tongues more in 2008. Read your Bible more in 2008. And hear more from God in 2008. And be more gravitationally pulled towards His plan in 2008. And that leads to automatic prosperity and blessing. Amen? It's not just automatically a year of the fullness of the blessing because we're born again. Amen? If we're going to hook up with it, if you want to be part of that big flow, you're going to have to pray in tongues more and read the Word more. How are we doing? How am I doing here up here this morning? Amen? Hallelujah. I'm driving home a point. Amen? Nobody going home today saying, what was he talking about? Amen? Because the answer will just be tongues and meditation and God's Word. Read some more Scripture. Amen? Hallelujah. And some things right here from Proverbs while you're here on this earth that will result in. We'll go through these quickly. Look right there. In verse 16, it says that wisdom will result in length of days. It says, length of days is in her right hand. That's a pretty good reason for seeking out the wisdom of God contained in His Word, isn't it? Spending time in His Word. Just reading the Bible will cause me to live longer. The Bible says it'll add years to your life. Amen? God's Word will not only heal your sick flesh, but it'll sustain you. Just reading the Bible, if you're sick, can get you healed. Amen? But even if you're not sick, read it. It'll get you to live longer. And we get to see more of your pretty face. Amen? We don't want to be burying people prematurely because they just flat didn't have time to read the Bible a little bit each day. Just a little bit. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You need to make time. And make time to pray in the Spirit and read the Bible. Amen? Because if you're not making time to doing that, for doing that, you're not making plans for living long. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 91:16 says, with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Amen? We find out what God wants us to do. Do it with wisdom based upon His Word. He'll leave us down here a real whole long time. Real long time. Anybody want to live long? Hallelujah. Then commit to reading the Word and praying in tongues. Amen? It is God's will for us to live long life. I'm going to say it again. At the risk of being redundant, God knows when each one of us is going to leave this earth if Jesus tarries. But He didn't set the time. We set the time. If that's not true, then God had no right to say in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2, Proverbs 4, verse 10, you ought to write them down, in Proverbs 9:11, that we can add years to our lives by reading His Word and praying in the Spirit. Amen? He promises long life for those who acquire wisdom through meditation on His Word. Did you get those verses of Scripture? See, some of you old folks want to write it down and look it up because you go over there, you'll find out, I'm not an old folk. I thought I was an old folk. I'm not. Amen? There's nobody in this room, hallelujah, that doesn't have a lot of tread left on you. I'm telling you, it's God's will for you to go a whole lot further down the road than what the devil's been telling you. Amen? There's nobody in this room who it's God's will that you blow out of here before you're in your mid-90s. You can do it too. Amen? You don't have... I remember Brother Hagin used to say all the time, he told the Lord, these verses of Scripture became revelation to him. He said, I'm going for 85. If I want more when I get there, I'll let you know. That's what he told God. I'm going for 85. If I'm not satisfied when I get there and I want more, I'll let you know. Well, he must have told the Lord, I'm ready, Father. I'm ready to go because at 87 he went. 86. Is that right? A year later. He must have told the Lord, I'm ready to go. Dr. Lester Summerall took his glasses off in his jet one day. Thorpe Mitchell, his pilot, who flew his jet in his C-130 cargo aircraft for him. He's a retired Air Force pilot. Barbara and I had the opportunity to meet him one time. He was trained in all kinds of heavy military aircraft. Brother Summerall hired him to fly his private jet in his big C-130 cargo airplane that he used to deliver food all around the world. Thorpe Mitchell said he was just flying one night, coming back from Africa, I think, and Brother Summerall was in the back reading, he said, as he always did, always reading on the flight home, took his glasses off, and he said, I heard him back there say, I don't want to do this anymore. That's all he heard him say, I don't want to do this anymore. And within months, he was in heaven. But Thorpe Mitchell heard him make the decision before the Lord in the back of the airplane, told the Lord, I don't want to do it anymore. Amen? Hallelujah. He'll leave you here pretty much for as long as you want him to if you'll stay in the earth. Amen? I mean, if you'll stay in the Word, you can stay in the earth. You getting anything out of this today? That's what Proverbs says right there, length of life. You can add it to yourself. Amen? God knows the day you're going to go, but he hasn't predetermined it. You can determine it. Amen? You can add to it. If he had a predetermined time, you couldn't add to it. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to race through these points here this morning, but Holy Spirit's talking to folks. Amen? He's not through with anybody in this room. Amen? Hallelujah. Riches and honor. In verse 16, again, length of days is in her right hand and in her left hand, riches and honor. Now this is good because that word riches is actually great wealth for those who know how to use it. Everybody in here knows how to use it. We're talking in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. Says, length of days is in her right hand. That's talking about wisdom. And in wisdom's left hand are riches and honor. Great wealth. You all know that it's the will of God for you to prosper materially and financially as long as you know how to use it. Amen. As long as you know that it comes for the same reason Jesus came to seek and save the lost, to destroy the works of Satan, and finally that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. But it also says that honor is in her left hand. Honor. You know what that word actually is? Glory. Glory is in wisdom's left hand. Glory. Every manifestation of God's glory is somehow or another a manifestation of one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Solomon is saying here, and he operated in all nine spiritual gifts, even when he was backslidden. You know your gifts will work when you're backslidden? I'm not encouraging you to backslide. I'm encouraging you not to backslide. Amen? But for the sake of others, your gifts will work when you're backslidden. But that's another lesson for another time. Solomon said right here, he learned from experience, the more time we meditate in God's Word, the more the glory will manifest, or the more the gifts will manifest in our lives. If you're just reading four verses of Scripture a day, and the gifts are operating occasionally, if you beef that up to eight verses of Scripture a day, the gifts of the Spirit will probably double the manifestation that you're experiencing now. Amen? Solomon said, time spent just reading the Bible, Brother Hagin always said this, I heard him say this for over 25 years. He said, the more time I spend praying in tongues and reading the Bible, the more the gifts go into operation in my ministry. The less time I spend praying in tongues and reading the Bible, the less the gifts operate. And that's what Solomon said by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, in wisdom's left hand are manifestations of the glory. Wisdom talking about reading the Bible. That's how wisdom comes. Amen? Are you with me this morning? You want to see the gifts operate more that we've been studying on Wednesday nights? the power gifts, the utterance gifts, and the revelation gifts. Pray in tongues, driving around, running errands. Amen. Read a little bit more scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And your gifts will increase and manifest more. Amen. Hallelujah. God, again, right here, He said in her left hand are riches and honor. Riches, of course, as you know, is great wealth. Amen. God said in Deuteronomy 8:18, I use this verse of scripture around here all the time. I've given you power to get wealth that I may use you to establish my covenant in the earth. I don't need to tell anybody in this room why the big bucks come. Amen. The more you are determined to invest into the gospel, the more God will get money to you. Amen. Didn't Brother Leroy Thompson say just recently, Sister Helen, on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, when the Lord told you you were reading your Bible, get up and put that TV program on, that TV program that you never watch in the morning because you don't like to watch it unless you can watch it from beginning to end, and there's just no time to watch it and read your Bible and cook breakfast, so you choose to read your Word instead of watch the TV. But that day he said, get up and put it on right now. So she get up and put it on right now. And the very minute she put it on, Brother Leroy Thompson pointed and said, I say this prophetically, this is the year of the tither. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? Amen. This is the year of the tithing tigers, Brother Maurice. Amen. Last week I said tithers and Brother Maurice thought I said tiger. I said it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Amen. Because you aren't a tiger for God if you're not a tither for God. Amen. God's tithers are His tigers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will give you increase. Amen. If you know why money comes. He said, I send money that I may establish my covenant through you in this earth. Amen. Fill yourself up with wisdom of God's word. Act on it and God will bless you tremendously. Don't and He won't. Bottom line. Amen. Hallelujah. Look over here in verse 17. He said, pleasantness and peace. Verse 17, her ways are pleasantness and her paths are peace. That word is shalom. Her ways are pleasantness. That word's actually favor, pleasantness. You spend time reading the Bible and God will give you favor with other living, breathing human beings. They'll be predisposed to do things for you that they wouldn't have done had you not been reading your Bible and praying in tongues. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pleasantness and peace. The word is shalom. And we all know that means nothing broken and nothing missing in every realm of your existence. The more we spend time in the Word, the more things happen for us and the less things happen to us. The more we spend time in the Word, the more other people, more people will crawl over others to get to us and bless us. It's just a spiritual law that God has slung in motion and we cause it to work for or against ourselves. Amen. So get up in the morning, even if you don't have time, read two verses. Chew on it. Amen? Chew on it! Just take a verse, take it for the day, and just meditate on it all. It's God's Word. It's living, active, sharper than a two-edged sword. It causes you to live longer, causes you to prosper, causes your life to be a life of pleasantness and shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing in every realm of your existence, spiritually, socially, emotionally, and financially. Everybody's in a deep state of contemplation this morning, I think. Amen? Amen? Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Barbara not only gives me the amen, she gives me the face that goes with it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. But that's on her job description, too. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we? Hallelujah. Let's just jump over here to verse 18. We saw that it'll give us long life. Amen. We're talking about this being the year of the fullness of the blessing. Amen. A little more time in the Word this year. A little more praying in tongues. You're going to see greater manifestations of the glory in your life. The gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Healing if you need it in your body. Supernatural increase in our finances. Amen. Growth in this church. Amen. Which we're believing. That's what believers do. Fish swim, birds fly. Believers believe. Amen. And we're believing around here. We're unleashing expectation for long life, riches and honor, favor, pleasantness and peace. And right here in verse 18, the Bible says, wisdom is a tree of life to them that lay hold of her. Lay hold. It actually says, those who grip and mound it up. Those who grip and mound it up. Grab hold of your Bible and mound it up inside of your spirit. Amen. Lay hold of God's will and God's wisdom. And not only will wisdom be a fruit-bearing tree of life to you, you will become a fruit-bearing tree.
Go to Jeremiah 17 and we'll close with this verse of Scripture. Amen? Barbara, give me the face again. It encourages me. Hallelujah. Everyone, give me the face. Give me the face. Everyone that's dead, they give me the amen face. The face that when you say amen, you really mean it. Let me see the amen face. She goes, amen. Hallelujah. We need amen. Hallelujah. It's the amen face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a face you want to kiss. We're talking about not only will wisdom be a tree of life to us, but we will become a tree of life. Amen? When we get in the Word of God and we determine we're going to walk in God's general plan and we're going to walk in God's specific plan for our lives. Amen? Especially in 2008. We just want to see you hook up with the fullness of the blessing. Amen? This is the year of the tithe and tiger! Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to have a softball team called the Tithe and Tigers. Hallelujah. Maurice can pitch. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you there in Jeremiah chapter 17? Hallelujah. I like that. Hallelujah. That was no mistake. He thinks it was a mistake. He was speaking by inspiration. Maurice speaks by inspiration of the Holy Spirit more than he realizes. Amen? Sometimes more than we realize, too. Amen? I like that. Have I been using that at home? The Tithe and Tigers. The Tithe and Tigers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wisdom is a tree of life, and wisdom will cause you to become a tree of life. Jeremiah said it the best over here in 17 verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and who maketh flesh his arm. This is talking about people who do their own thing, as opposed to doing God's general plan and God's specific plan for their lives. Amen? You're cursed when you do your own thing. Whose heart departeth from the Lord. Even if you're doing something for God, He didn't tell you to do, your heart has departed from Him. You mean well, but you're in a ditch. Hello? Hallelujah. For he shall be like the heath, that's a juniper tree, in the desert. They don't last long. And shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Talking about people who trust in their own plan, and don't bother finding God's plan. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. Amen? Talking about God's Word and God's wisdom. Amen? You can't trust in God if you're not trusting and building on His Word. You cannot have a relationship with God apart from His Word. For he, the man who trusts the Lord, shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes. Trouble comes, amen? You just hold steady, it'll just pass you right by, and you'll come out of it better than when you went into it. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful or anxious or worryful in the year of drought. We're subject to a higher economy. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah is saying, don't trust your own head or your own heart. You need to trust God's plan for you above all else, because your head can deceive you. Amen? Make you think you're doing God's plan when you're not. And again, how do I know, Pastor, if I'm doing God's will? Read your Bible. Pray in tongues, and then follow the impressions. Paul said, when you pray in tongues every day, then and only then will all things work together for good, for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. If you don't pray in tongues every day, you're running the risk of missing His perfect plan for your life. Amen? Hallelujah. I, the Lord, search the heart. Here he's talking about the coming Bema judgment seat of Christ. I try the reins to give to every man, he's talking about judgment, according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Amen? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Feed your spirit on the Word of God. Pray in tongues, and God will give you ideas that will promote you to the top of your profession. According to His plan and His purpose, amen? He'll give you... Go to Proverbs chapter 8. I said we would close with Jeremiah 17, but you're going to want to see this. We will close with this one. I give you my word and I repent for lying. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I repent to say and will close before the Holy Spirit told me to close. Amen. You know in Proverbs chapter 8, now, the Holy Spirit is wisdom. Amen. The Holy Spirit is wisdom. And right here, the Holy Spirit said about Himself, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. Praying in tongues and reading God's Word will give you knowledge of witty inventions on the job that God has placed you in, causing promotion to come to you and bypass those who won't pray in tongues and who won't read His Word each day. That's what he's saying right here. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find out knowledge of witty inventions. He's talking about cleverness, skill, scientific knowledge, inventive knowledge, creative knowledge, and revelation knowledge. That's what Solomon's talking about right here. I, wisdom. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Word of God. Spend time in the Word of God and praying in other tongues, and He'll give you cleverness, skill, creative knowledge, inventive knowledge, and scientific knowledge, whatever it needs to put you, whatever you need, whatever it takes to put you up and over, the Holy Spirit will get it to you. Wisdom finally guarantees happiness while you're in this earth. We were over there in Proverbs 3. I don't know, can you get there quick enough? Here, I lied again, didn't I? Proverbs chapter 3. We're in Proverbs 8. Will you forgive me for lying again? Good thing it's not the unforgivable sin, isn't it? Hallelujah. I need to stop saying we'll close before the Holy Spirit tells me we're going to close. I need to stop seeking my own will for these services and start seeking His will, don't I? Hallelujah. Just right here. Happy is everyone that retaineth wisdom in verse 18. Amen. Happy is everyone who retaineth wisdom. If you're miserable, if you're moody, if you can't stand yourself and no one else can stand you either, it's because you need to read your Bible and pray in tongues more. It'll cause you to be happy. It'll give you joy. Amen? I want to say this as we close. I want to say this as we close. That your happiness is not on the top of God's priority list for you. Your happiness is not number one on His list. Your obedience is. Because only obedience to God's Word will result in your happiness. Did you get that? Obedience to His Word. Amen. God made us. He owns us. He has the right to command us. Amen. Christianity is a theocracy, not a democracy. The Bible says, in the beginning God, not in the beginning man. I'll say it again because somebody didn't get it. Christianity is a theocracy, not a democracy. There's no voting. Democracy is good for politics. But it's really bad for spiritual things. This is a theocracy. It means, you know, God first. God makes all the decisions. And He said that we will not live a long life. We will not do well at the Bema Judgment Seat of Christ. We won't be happy while we're in this earth if we don't seek His plan, His purpose for our lives. Amen? In the beginning, God, not in the beginning, man. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Let's say it. In the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, man.
Not in the beginning, man.
Now say this with me as you stand up. Father, I commit this year, 2008, to read a little more Scripture. To pray in tongues a little bit more. I give you my word. I'm going to try harder. And I'm going to believe you to help me to do it. Because you never tell someone to do a job.
Because you never tell someone to do a job.
And then refuse to give them the tools to do it.
And refuse to give them the tools to do it.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
To read more Scripture.
To read more Scripture.
To pray in tongues.
To pray in tongues.
As I'm driving.
As I'm driving.
As I'm laying in bed.
As I'm shopping.
As I'm going about my business. Help me even to set aside a little special time.
Help me to even set aside a little special time.
If only 5 minutes a day.
If only 5 minutes a
day. To pray straight out in other tongues.
Pray straight out in other tongues.
For I want you, Will.
For I want your will.
I want your plan.
I want your plan.
I want your purpose.
I want your purpose.
I don't want my plan.
I don't want my plan.
I don't want my purpose.
I don't want my purpose.
For my life.
For my life.
I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed.
I don't want to be cursed.
I commit
to more
word,
to more
tongues,
to more love,
and yes, to blessing Israel. Every time you move upon me. As a matter of fact, I say right now,
Israel,
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
See what I'm saying about the way you pick up when we do that together? Israel,
Jerusalem.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.